Ribu says, I shall tell you now about being holy that itself. This is rare to come by, even for yogis. This is the secret of all the Vedas, of all the scriptures. This is very rare to come by, indeed.
That which is the Supreme Brahman, the self of all, of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss, the self of all, the Supreme Self, ever abide as that itself.
All this is of the nature of the self, which is without beginning or end, and which is insuperable. This is neither action nor inaction. Ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no fear of duality, in which non-duality awakens, in which peacefulness and non-peacefulness both do not exist, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is nothing of sankalpa, in which misapprehension does not exist, in which likewise there is no thinking, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is nothing indeed in Brahman, in which having any bhava is a delusion, in which the entire world does not exist, ever abide as that itself.
That in which existence or non-existence and delusions due to misapprehensions of the mind and even the word misapprehension do not exist, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no pleasure, in which there is no imagination that I am the body, and in which all sankalpa has been relinquished, ever abide as that itself.
That in which a bhava inclusive of Brahman does not exist, in which defects are not present, and in which there is no fear of the pairs of opposites, ever abide as that itself.
That in which the actions of speech and body and the aeon itself have ended in dissolution, and in which the manifest universe is yet unborn, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no manifestation of delusion, Maya, in which there is not the least activity of illusion, in which there is nothing seen or unseen, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no wise man or vidya, in which there are no such things as one's own side and an opposing side, and in which there are no defects or non-defects, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no differentiation, such as being Vishnu, in which Brahma does not exist, and in which there is no differentiation as Shankara, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no differentiation as truth and non-truth, in which there is no such state as understanding, and in which there is no such idea as jiva, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no meditation on Shankara, in which there is no supreme abode or state, and in which there is no state or form of comprehension, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no microcosm or macrocosm, in which there is no imagining of happiness, and in which the manifest world is a fallacy, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no conception of a body, in which there is no jubilance, and in which there is no awareness of thought, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no intellect or empirical knowledge, in which there is no self in the sheath of mind, and in which there is no conception of desire, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no liberation or repose, in which there is no bondage or separation, and in which there is no permanent knowledge, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no conception of time, in which there is no bhava of sorrow, and in which there is no conception of the body, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no dispassion of the jiva, in which there is no misunderstanding of the scriptures, and in which I, being the self, am myself, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no jivan mukti, in which there is no liberation from the body, and in which there is no activity by sankalpa, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no conception of beings, in which there is no existence of anything separate or other, and in which there is no differentiation as the jiva either, ever abide as that itself.
That in which Brahman is a state of bliss, in which joy is a state of bliss, and in which the quality of bliss is eternal, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no manifestation of things, in which there is no victory or defeat, and in which there is no utterance of statements, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no branch of inquiry into the self, in which there is no urge for shravana, and in which there is no great bliss, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no classification, such as the same group or different groups, and in which no internal difference arises, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is neither the terror of hell nor the treasures of heaven, and in which there is no world of Brahma, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no union with Vishnu, in which there is no Kailasa mountain, in which there is no sphere of the egg of the cosmos, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no praise, in which censure exists not, and in which there is not the mistake of regarding them as on a par either, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no bhava of the mind, in which there is no misapprehension, and in which there is no experience or suffering, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no fear of sin, nothing of the five great sins, and in which there is no defect of attachment, ever abide as that itself.
That in which the triad of afflictions does not exist, in which there are never the three states of the jiva, and in which the universe is known to be a delusion, ever abide as that itself.
That in which knowledge has not arisen, in which there is no error of conceiving of the world, and in which there is no manifestation of activity, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is no domain of the mind, in which indeed there is the greatest happiness, and in which exists the permanent abode, ever abide as that itself.
That in which the cause of all is peace, in which all is happiness, and having reached wherefrom none reverts, ever abide as that itself.
By knowing which all is renounced, by knowing which nothing else remains, and by knowing which there is nothing else to be known, ever abide as that itself.
That in which no defect has arisen, that which is the place that is changeless, and in which indeed the jiva is destroyed, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed the self is ever satisfied, in which indeed there is changeless bliss, and in which indeed there is changeless peace, ever abide as that itself.
that in which indeed there is all happiness, in which indeed there is the definition of the real, and in which indeed there is certainty of existence, ever abide as that itself.
That in which I am not, and in which you are not, in which you yourself are not indeed yourself, and in which indeed there is certain peace, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed you are eternally joyful, in which indeed happiness is attained, and in which there is no fear of sorrow, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is the fullness of consciousness, in which there is indeed an ocean of bliss, and in which indeed there is the direct presence of the Supreme, ever abide as that itself.
That indeed in which one himself is indeed that itself, and in which there is no difference between oneself and one's self, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed there is supreme bliss, in which oneself is the supreme happiness, and in which indeed there is the understanding of differencelessness, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is not even an atom, in which there is no blemish of the mind, in which there is nothing like I do or I give, ever abide as that itself.
That in which thought is dead, in which one's body and mind are dead, and wherein memory finally dissolves, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed I is surely dead, in which desire meets its dissolution, and in which indeed supreme bliss is, ever abide as that itself.
That in which the Trinity of Gods has its dissolution, in which the bodies and such perish, and in which there are no interactions, ever abide as that itself.
Immersed wherein there is no fatigue, immersed wherein one does not see, and immersed wherein there is no life and such things, ever abide as that itself.
Immersed wherein nothing shines, wherein wakefulness does not exist, and wherein indeed delusion meets its death, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed time finds its death, in which yoga finds its dissolution, and in which satsang ceases to be, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed the Brahman nature exists, wherein indeed there is only bliss, and wherein indeed there is the supreme bliss, ever abide as that itself.
That in which the universe never exists, in which the manifest world does not exist, and in which there are no inner faculties, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed there is only joy, in which it itself is entirely only bliss, and in which indeed it itself is supreme bliss, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is only the consciousness of existence, in which consciousness alone is all there is, and in which shines the fullness of bliss, ever abide as that itself.
That in which there is the direct presence of the Supreme Brahman, in which one evidently is oneself the Supreme, and in which serenity is the supreme goal, ever abide as that itself.
That in which lies the direct meaning of the undivided, in which exists the very goal, and in which destruction and such exist not, ever abide as that itself.
That in which evidently there is only oneself, in which only oneself evidently prevails, and in which exists evidently the great self, ever abide as that itself.
Wherein the supreme truth evidently is, wherein evidently one's self is the great, and wherein knowledge evidently exists, ever abide as that itself.
Wherein the transcendence of qualities evidently is, wherein blemishlessness evidently is, and wherein eternal purity evidently is, ever abide as that itself.
Wherein the great self itself is present, wherein the joy of joys is present, and wherein indeed jnana and vijnana are present, ever abide as that itself.
That in which indeed oneself is the light, in which oneself indeed is the non-dual, and in which indeed there is supreme bliss, ever abide as that itself.
Thus, the bhava of becoming that itself has been proclaimed. Be thus always, ever, ever. I am Brahman, existence, consciousness, bliss. I am undivided and ever joyful.
I am Brahman alone, which is knowledge. I am the supreme peace. I am consciousness. I am devoid of thought or the mind. I am not I. I abide as He Himself.
I am that. I am consciousness. I am He. I am spotless. I am the highest. I am the highest. I am the supreme. Thus, casting aside everything, be happy.
All this is the remnant of thoughts, the muddying of purity. Thus, renouncing all and forgetting everything like mere dead wood.
Leaving aside the body like a corpse, being ever like a piece of wood or iron, and renouncing even remembrance, firmly abide only in Brahman as the goal.
Whoever hears this explanation, even once, even though he may be connected with great sins, shall, casting off all, reach the Supreme.
Though, in parts, they deal with upasana, and on you, do not the Vedas proclaim you as the unattached, as especially connected to the vessel of the heart of all, existing as the self, and of the nature of the undivided?